and is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Led you to the Tinker's Shop. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Choose black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. Can't take the sky from me.
And now for something completely different.
Well, good evening, all my friends. Yes. Yes, here we are, Saturday night, right around the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to The Tinker's Shop here on The Survival Circle. Well, here we are, 20th of June of 2015. Yes, it's the eve of the solstice, the beginning of the new solar year, the longest day of sunlight. Yes, and we have here, I guess we could say too, that today is our 6th month anniversary, you know, we've been going here now as the Survival Circle for 6 months now, ever since about the 20th of December of 2014. So, yeah. And tonight, well, I know I originally had planned on going ahead and doing something on making the shafts for arrows. Of course, this week has been one of those off-the-wall, totally bazongas week. We did, had computer problems, yeah, like you guys probably know. And, yeah, this poor machine, over a space of about a day and a half, I got stuff pretty well completely rebuilt on here, so hopefully everything's working correctly. And let's see, what else was there? This week I went to an auction. A friend of mine and his wife who had passed on, she went first, and he went early this spring. And so I went and spent probably close to 8 hours there at this estate auction. You know, picked up a few goodies, you know, things to remember him by and things that are somewhat, useful preps, I'll put it that way. But, anyhow, so tonight, instead of having, you know, a down and dirty show for, you know, how to build things, I decided, nope, I'm going to go ahead here and just do another show here, something that's intro to spring, or not intro to spring, intro to summer. And so, you know, we're going to have kind of a mix of stuff. It's going to be a lot of music that I remember listening to in the, roughly the 80s time frame. You know, stuff that I liked. And so you're going to get subjected to my choice of music again tonight. So you'll have to kind of bear with me. Most of these, you'll probably remember having heard them. And, but I think first off, I'm going to do one obligatory song here that's just strictly about the solstice. And after that, we'll get into some other stuff. And, yeah, we'll go for there and we'll see how it goes. Who knows? I've got such a pile of stuff here, I might even be doing a two-hour show here tonight. So we'll see. And I'll let you know as things go along. So, here we go. First up, we'll do one here for the winter solstice, since that's when we got started. And this is one from Lisa Teal called The Winter Solstice Song. And after that, we'll have one by the Wolf Tones.
On the longest night, we search for the light, and we find it deep within. Open your eyes to embrace what is wise, and see the light of your own soul shining. And enter the night, and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight, the field of infinite possibility. Wrap up in the cloak of starry darkness, my child, and you'll find the center of all things. For from this place, in the deepest dark space, life eternal does spring. So enter the night, and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit irritate fly the field of infinite possibility. So when you find that spark, when you dream in the dark, hold it close to your heart and know all that you see is all that can be when you give birth to the dreams of your soul. So enter the night and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight, the field of infinite possibility. On the longest night, we search for the light, and we find it deep within. Open your eyes to embrace what is wise, and see the light of your own soul shining. And enter the night, and you'll find the light that will carry you to dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight in the field of infinite possibilities. Wrap up in the cloak of starry darkness, my child, and you'll find the center of all things. For from this place of the deepest dark space, life eternal does spring. And enter the night and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight, the field of infinite possibilities. So when you find that spark when you dream in the dark, hold it close to your heart and know all that you see is all that can be when you give birth to the dreams of your soul. And enter the night and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight in the field of infinite possibilities. Enter the night and you'll find the light. Enter the night and you'll find the light. Enter the night and you'll find the light. Enter the night.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one. And next, like I said, we're going to be going ahead over to listening to Wolf's Tone. And this is one, The Quiet Man and The Solstice. And again, these are just kind of the obligatory, a little bit more mellow things. And then we're going to get into the memories of the 80s with the songs of the summers from then. Yes, so enjoy. Thank you. Stuff here. As promised, we're going to get going here, and like I said, going to be doing a bunch of stuff that I remember from the 1980s time frame. And this is going to be a little bit more noisy, but then again, the whole concept of the solstice time in the past was, like I said, it's the beginning of the new solar year, the time of lightness and brightness and time of growth, and originally there was a large holiday done on the 1st of May, Beltane. It was the also considered to be the beginning of the new year, but for those who follow the solar cycles, the summer solstice was also very important. So I'm not going to go one way or the other on things. I'm just going to enjoy the music tonight and have some fun. So here we go. How many of you out there remember the Steve Miller Band? Yeah, they were fairly popular. And this is one that's just for fun. How about a little bit of Abracadabra. one that a little bit of a lyrics that I kind of like. It says, take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. There's a gun and ammo just inside the doorway. Use it only in an emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Swear allegiance to the flag, whatever flag they offer. Never hint at what you really feel. Teach the children quietly, for someday sons and daughters will rise up and fight while we stood still. Like I said, that was from Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running. And now, you'll be able to listen to it and understand the words. So, here we go.
Keep the children quiet.
said, that's one that's kind of a teaching tune in its own way, something to kind of listen to and learn a bit more, I guess. You know, kind of a, I don't know, kind of a spirit of the time that we had then. So, well, tell you what. Yeah, it's going to be probably bounced around a little bit here, but this is, like I said, this is stuff I was interested in at the time and stuff I still kind of like. How many of you remember Alan Parsons Project? You know, they probably not, but they had one tune called Eye in the Sky. And, yeah, it's another good one. We'll go ahead and listen to that one next. Yeah, by the way, forgot to mention, here we are down here at bottom of the hour already here. So, yeah, so hopefully everybody's still listening here on the Survival Circle. And from the way it looks here, I think I might be actually doing 2 hours worth of music tonight here. So, we'll see. So hang in there, and like I said, here's Eye in the Sky from Alan Parsons Project.
I am the maker of rules,
Yeah. Yes, Alan Parsons Project. They had some interesting stuff along the way. Now, how many of you out there do remember another gentleman who did some music, again, early 80s? Actually, he was doing stuff in the 70s as well, but he was kind of one who, he did the vocals and he had his zombie ladies in the background. Really shouldn't call them zombies. They look more like the Stepford Wives. A gentleman by the name of Robert Palmer. And he had his backup band. They were a bunch of young ladies. They all had long black hair, bright red lipstick, and really pale faces, and short black skirts. Yes. Anyhow, this one was called Addicted to Love. And, like I said, he was pretty popular at the time, and that's kind of fun once in a while to look back and listen to some of this stuff. So, here we go. Robert Palmer. Oh, yeah. Like I said, you know, these are going to be just a lot of the ones that I kind of liked and were kind of fun. And, again, like I had at the beginning. And now for something completely different. Yes, it's been, like I said, tonight's one of those nights where it's just going to be have some fun, play some music. And since we didn't get an edition of, Brain. Yeah, Cope's got, Cope usually does the Liberty Lounge here on Friday nights, but since he was obviously not available, so I'm going to play, I guess you could say we're in the Tinker's Lounge here tonight, so. And this next one here, I've played before, but I still like it. Yeah, it's called One Night in Bangkok from a guy by the name of Murray Head. And again, like I said, I've played this before. I like it. It's almost tongue-in-cheek and has some fun. So.
Bangkok, oriental city, and the city don't know what the city is. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pools ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's the sheep. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down. Your pieces, brother.
It's a drive, it's a bore. As soon as I took it, you've been looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You see one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purists. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok, can the tough guys crumble? Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
More than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special, little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok can the tough guys tumble.
Well, now it's almost time for us to take a little bit of a side trip. Again, another bunch I'd heard. I remember hearing, first time I heard these guys was when I was stationed over in Germany in, let's see, what was it? 1982. I was busy there recovering from a busted up knee and fighting with Uncle Sam. But, yes, like I said, this is where I first heard these guys, Men at Work, and they have a little ditty called Land Down Under. That was a fun one.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta run, you gotta take cover. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Read us low and mention her. Can you hear the thunder?
Just a touch later, but I think we all remember Tina Turner in her heyday. Yeah, you know, she was quite a singer, quite a beautiful woman, and she was the one who kind of pushed the boundaries. And the funniest thing is now her performances would probably be pretty much mainstream, I guess. You know, we've got our new ones out here who just kind of want to, shall we say, show off everything, but at the time, yes, what can I say? Tina Turner. We don't need another hero. That's what she was saying, but I don't know. Maybe today we do need new heroes. What can I say?
From the rain. me are ever gonna change. Living under the fear till nothing else remains.
Not from the 80s. It was actually from back in the 70s, but I don't care. This one here is a little bit more of a summer song, and since I had talked about to be doing summer songs here, what I've been basically doing is been playing stuff that I listened to during the summers in a lot of cases, but this one dates probably from about a decade earlier. I probably should have played this the last time I did a music show where I did some mellow stuff that, but I'm gonna play it now. Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Again, another one that's a little mellower.
Hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. My mind.
see the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, going through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, going through the jasmine in my mind. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
I have to admit, there's another reason, too. That was a song that was popular when I first met my lady. I'll put it that way. My wife, Donna. So that was, in one way, I suppose you could say that was kind of our song, in a way. So here we are. We're back around to the top of the hour here. And so what I'm going to do here, since I'm still feeling somewhat energetic and my machine is still behaving itself here, I'm going to go ahead here and go for a second hour. So here we are. We're on the survival circle here, and it's 15th. Where the heck did I get that from? Yeah, 20th of June of 2015. Guess my brain gave a little bit of a short circuit there. Okay, so, well, should we continue on? A little more music? Actually, it'll be a bunch more music, but let's see what we can come up with here next. I think it's about time to play a little bit of something from a group of guys known as The Clash. And this was kind of one that was, again, kind of a tongue-in-cheek one at the time. Kind of have to kind of listen to the words on it. It's one that was called Rock the Casbah. So, yes, here we go.
Bye. But as the wind changed direction and the jungle band was fine, the crowd caught a wind. With that crazy kick of punch,
here's another one. Same time period, you know, some other guys were kind of a little bit more of a hard-edged sound sometimes in some of their songs. Other ones weren't quite so hard-edged. But this is one from a group of guys called The Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. And, again, somewhat hard-edged, but not real bad.
Oh!
Okay, yes. So now that we're through burning down the house here, I think it's time for us to kind of go out and, shall we say, go for a little bit of a magic carpet ride. Actually, I saw Steppenwolf live at one time, and they did quite a thing, quite a show. And yeah, they were, shall we say, very interesting. Enjoyed the show. So, again, that was back in my college days. So, here we go. Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride. Listen to a bunch. Yeah, back in the shall we say, in the motorcycle riding days of mine. First heard it in college, but boy, you know, listened to it a bunch too when I was out of college and hitting the road with my scooter. So here's another one that we used to listen to once in a while. It's not quite as a raw, it's not as much of a raw edge sound, but still this is one that's nice when you're riding in the wind. This is called Ride Like the Wind, and it's by Christopher Cross. Hope you enjoy this one as well. well, since I'm on my on a little bit of a phase here for my biker days, this is another one that, again, used to get listened to once in a while, and we're kind of like how you go, yeah, I just might need this. Warren Zevon, lawyers, guns, and money. Sometimes we all need that. So, actually, those poor SOBs down here in Waco probably are singing this one in their jail cells, waiting to get the heck out of Dodge. So, here we go. Like I said, lawyers, guns, and money.
The way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha! I'm the innocent bystander. Somehow I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The shit has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns, and money. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of a change of pace here, just because. This is one song that was around, and this one would actually get played every so often. A lot of people will go, what the, is this, you know, bleep, 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 what's he playing this for? But this is just kind of a fun one that was done by the Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah, again, same time period, late 70s, early 80s. And it was dedicated to, what did they call her? The Mistress of the Night? Lady who whose real name was Cassandra. So this is Oak Ridge Boys with Elvira. After all, once in a while, you gotta put something that's in his, little goofy or a little bit of fun.
Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little eyes shine. I get a burning feeling up and down my spine. Something for him. So now we're going to go ahead and put some other stuff in here that I kind of like, because it's well, we're almost down here at the bottom of the hour again, and so I would say it's about time to put a little bit of Billy Idol in there, where he can give us a little bit of a rebel yell.
Dancing, came dancing to my groove.
Yeah, here we are. Let's see, what is it here? Oh, gee, we're past the bottom of the hour already again here, so I guess I should probably do our little station ID here and say, welcome to the Tinker's Shop, or should I say Tinker's Lounge, on the Survival Circle for the 15th. Boy, I keep doing that. It's twice tonight here I've done this. For the 20th of June of 2015. So I think maybe, since I'm acting a little bit brain dead here tonight, I think maybe I should probably just go ahead and put another one of the, another Warren Zevon one in here. Werewolves in London. You know, werewolves seem to have sucked my brain out or something. So here we go. Werewolves in London.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was purple.
Visited London, or at least visited the werewolves in London, I think it's time to hop across the channel a little bit, go visit a guy over here in Germany. I don't know how many, probably most of you don't know any German, unfortunately, but this is one done by a guy called Falco, and it was called Der Kommissar. He was, fairly popular in the 80s, early 80s, when I was in Germany. I actually used to hear this one once in a while on the German radio station, believe it or not. So, just for grins, let's put this one in and, as the Germans say, let's run it up the flagpole and see if anybody salutes.
der läuft es nicht. Tja, sie war jung, das Herz so rein und weiß, und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis. Sie sagt, to the sweet, you got rap to the heat. Ich verstehe, sie ist heiß. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my fucking friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funkverständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, die Nasen spricht dafür, wer wird das nicht noch rauch? Die Special Places sind ja wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen
Stradine dumm.
Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um.
Hey, wanna buy some spirit, man? Huh? Did you ever rap that thing, Jack? Is your record to the beat? Wir treffen Jill und Joe und dessen Bruder Hip und auch den Rest der coolen Gang. Sie rappen hin, sie rappen her, dazwischen kratzen sie ab dem Wind. Dieser Fall ist klar, lieber Herr Kommissar, auch wenn sie anderer Meinung sind. Schnee, auf dem wir alle Talwärts fahren, kennt halt für jedes Kind jetzt das Kinderlied.
Stradine dumm.
Oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um.
Oh, oh, oh. Er hat gekraut und ist dann Kerne und dumm. Und dieser Frust macht uns stumm.
Stradine dumm.
Oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um.
Someone else that a tune that people just might recognize again. There's a group called Tears for Fears, again back in that time period, that again was kind of, oh, shall we say, some of the summer music that people used to listen to, you know, when they're out cruising in their cars, you know, or when you're having a beach party or party off in the woods. So Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. And ain't that the truth? So, here we go.
Thank you.
guy, he was complaining about losing his religion, so I don't know. But this was just another one that had just, was fairly popular, and again, a lot of people listened to it and had, kind of a mellow sound to it, so figured it was time for this one. Popular in the 80s. So this one here is the good old One Bohemian Rhapsody. So, hopefully you enjoy this one. And, I think we only got time for this one and another piece of music yet tonight. So, hang in there with me.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway the wind
blows doesn't really matter.
Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
thank you.
Well, my friends, we're about due here for the end of the show tonight. Glad you could join me here in the Tinker's Shop, or should we say the Tinker's Lounge, like I commented earlier. I'm going to go ahead here and just put one more piece of music in. This one here is will be, when I start playing it, is the Highlander, or from the Highlander, Who Wants to Live Forever. But before I put that on, let me go ahead and say this. Thank you all for joining me here in the Tinker's Shop tonight here for June the 20th of 2015. Got it right this time. Take care. Be well. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow morning with the Joyful Noise Hour with Concretin. And then tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Central Time, we'll have the Medic Shack with Chuck and Kat. So, again, thank you very much. Take care, and we'll talk to you later. And please, enjoy this last piece here about Who Wants to Live Forever. And again, it's from Queen.
Oh, time for us. There's no place for us. What is this thing that builds our dreams? Slips away from us. Who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? There's no chance for us. Side for